Hey guys, today we're going to talk about the second task that you can do. These are beginner tasks for survivorship and for preppers. And they're really easy. If you haven't seen day one, which was to start a survival supply journal to track your stock, and where I also showed you the emergency preparedness binder that I have up for sale, definitely check that out. Today, like I said, we're going to talk about getting a 72-hour bug out bag packed for each family member. Hi, I'm Sherri Ann Richardson from experimentalhomesteader.com. At the very least, everyone in the family needs to have enough supplies to last them for 3 days. This is referred to as a 72-hour bug out bag, and it is perfect for taking on the run, the event that you have to escape your home and go someplace else. This is a good bag if you have to go to a shelter or a hotel, or just camp out someplace, go stay in your car for a few days. These are more for short-term situations, like say there's a tornado or a hurricane coming, or a flood. For safety, you really need to leave your home. You don't really have a lot of time to pack and think about what you're going to take. So you would have this 72-hour bug out bag packed and ready to go. So all you had to do was grab it. All of your essentials are going to be in it. You're going to be good to go for the next 72 hours. Now, ideally, it will have enough food, enough water, clothing, and medical supplies to last at least this long. It may have enough to last longer. I know that possibly if you're on prescription medications, one of the last things you might need to grab is those bottles of prescription medications. You know, maybe you've got a 90-day supply. So then you're going to be good for quite some time. You may be able to add a shelter into the bug out bag, such as a warming blanket or a tarp, that you could use some paracord to tie up to trees if you needed to at least give you overhead shelter. I haven't actually seen a tent that's small enough, but that doesn't mean you couldn't have a small tent sitting right beside it that you couldn't grab and take with you. But you definitely need to make sure everyone has something for warmth at night if you're sleeping outside. This is even if you live in a warm climate and you think you won't need it, go ahead and put it in there, because we all know what happened to Texas a couple years ago when they had that unexpected freeze and some people died because they didn't have any way to keep warm. So they improvised a way to keep warm that wasn't really safe, and they ended up getting carbon monoxide poisoning, or, you know, worse yet, burning their house down. So those little keep warm blankets, they're silver, they're called space blankets sometimes, emergency survival blankets, those are really compact, and it's good to have those even if you don't need them. The way they work is they keep your body heat against your body, between the blanket and your body. They really do work. I've used them. They are great. They're also really good for people who are sick, which is actually what I used mine for. I was just freezing. I felt icy cold, and I used one of those and was definitely able to keep warm. Now, I did have other blankets on top of it, to be fair. But again, you know, having some blankets in your car, especially if you live in a cold climate in the winter, is something that you should be doing anyway. Okay, bug out bag needs to be camouflaged and fitted to the size of the person carrying it. This is because you don't want a 7-year-old child to carry the same size bug out bag as an adult, because they won't be able to carry it. Then they're going to have problems. It's going to slow them down. I do have over on experimentalhomesteader.com, I have a number of posts on bug out bags. I also have some posts on weight recommendations for bug out bags. Charlie is here wanting to say hello. So you need to get the right bug out bag for the right size of person. Also, if you have a pet, such as Charlie here, they do make backpacks that actually fit on dogs. I assume they have something for cats too, but I don't know that for a fact. But at least for dogs, they have backpacks that you can get. You can put that on your dog. It fits on kind of like a harness. You can pack the bags on both sides so that they can carry their own bug out bags, because they're going to need food and they're going to need water. You know, if they're on any kind of medication, they're going to need that as well. So this is really, really important. You don't have to put everything that's recommended in a bug out bag. You know, like I said, the main thing is some food, like some MREs or some freeze-dried food that you have put into your own Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers. You know, something that you can eat, some water, and it doesn't have to be bottles of water. They actually sell little disposable packets of water. They're not quite as heavy as trying to carry, you know, lots and lots of bottles of water. Another option is to just get yourself a personal water filter and put that in there. Then you could filter water that you find out in the wild and not necessarily have to worry about, you know, has it been boiled and purified? Is it safe to drink because you filtered it? So things like this, or you could do a combination of, you know, the water packets and the filter, so you know you don't run out of water, because that's really important. If you have room, I would highly encourage you to get a very small edible plant foraging book of some kind dedicated to the area that you live in and that you will be bugging out in, to help you identify some of the plants that are out in the wild that you could eat. You know, some of these books even tell how to prepare it, because some plants have to be prepared a certain way in order to make them non-toxic. So, you know, that is something that if you don't know that information, definitely get a small book and tuck that into your bug out bags. You know, the shelter, like I said, it doesn't have to be anything fancy. A simple tarp that you could tie to four trees with some paracord. If you don't have room in your bug out bag, get yourself some paracord bracelets. You know, if you have to put two or three on each arm in order to have enough paracord, that's fine. They're not that heavy. They're not that expensive, really. You could even buy paracord and make them yourself. We've made a couple paracord bracelets, and while they don't look quite as fancy as the ones you buy, they're still going to function the exact same way. So, you know, it's not a huge deal. Like I said, prescription medications, you're going to want to have those in the bag. You're going to want to have a small first aid kit, because if somebody gets hurt, you may not be able to get to a doctor. And you may have to deal with a wound that otherwise, you know, could end up bleeding out. So I highly suggest a really sharp and good pocket knife. Again, that doesn't have to go in your bug out bag. You know, they make cases that go right on your belt that you can put a knife in. So think about what you might need, what you might use in a 3-day time period that you really would not want to live without. I know some people like their coffee, and I have literally seen, I mean, they have been this big, little packets of instant coffee that you could have. We have a solar, I forget what it's called, but it's a solar container that you can use to heat water up with. So if you can get it filled with water, that would let you have, you know, hot water for coffee, that would let you have hot water for instant soup mixes, provided you couldn't start a fire anyplace. Even if you go to a shelter and you think, I'm not going to need food, You may not want or like what they're going to serve at the shelter, so you may still want to have some of your own food. Of course, that's up to you. Another item you might want to pack as far as food is some of the energy bars that you could eat on the go if you needed to, just to kind of help keep the hunger off. So anyway, start working on that 72-hour bug out bag and get it ready to go for every member of your family, including your pets. Have a great night.